car sitting with its engine idling on the snow-covered drive of a large white house. Danielle Steele's Daddy, starring Patrick Duffy as Oliver. Kate Mulgrew as Sarah and John Anderson as George. A man is sitting alone in a darkened room, anxiously clenching his hands together, as if in prayer.
Daddy, Mommy says it's time, Daddy.
Okay, Sam. You go on out, I'll be right there.
The young boy reluctantly does as he's told.
You go along for nearly two decades. So sure of your direction, your purpose, your worth. And then in the space of two short weeks, it all gets blown to hell. 20 years of my life. Gone.
It's morning, and Oliver's having breakfast.
Oh, Melissa, you're going to be late, sweetheart.
Coming!
Agnes, any chance of finding fresh cranberries at the market?
They're scarce, but I'll try. Goodbye, gang.
Bye-bye. Sam, don't beep at all.
Good morning, Mom.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Are we out of non-fat milk?
On the table, darling, where it is every morning.
Morning, Dad.
Oh. Morning, sweetie.
Oh, gross, Sam.
Car started, Mom.
Thanks, John.
Oh, it's cold outside.
No toast for me. I've got an audition for the spring musical after school. If I eat anything now, it'll show.
Where? Oh, that's for me. I'm out of here. See you guys later.
Oh, Ben. Congratulations on your SAT scores.
Thanks, Dad.
Princeton still your first choice?
It's my dream, among other things.
What other things? Maybe he wants to fall in love.
Girl?
No, stupid, with his car.
Ben doesn't have a car.
Hey, Ben. You plan on being home early?
It's a week till Christmas. The lights aren't up.
Hey, would I mess up a Watson family tradition, huh? The men putting up the Christmas lights?
Oh, please.
Oh, Dad, can I borrow the car?
Yes. Thanks, Dad. See ya.
Oliver kisses his wife as she reads an official-looking letter.
I was wondering if I was ever going to get a good morning.
Every morning with you is good.
Is everybody ready? It's carpool time.
Later, Sarah's dropping Oliver off at a train station.
I'll see you tonight at dinner.
The Oak Park to Chicago Loop, now boarding Gate 4.
Oliver, have a good day!
He turns back and waves with a smile. Also starring Linda Carter as Charlotte Sampson. In the city, Oliver walks towards his office, where he's later looking over some images.
Let's run these over to graphics now and have them look up and come.
Oh, definitely. I'd like you to meet Miss Charlotte Sampson,
new spokeswoman for the Wild Perfume account. Oliver Watson, the senior VP on the account, and Daphne Hutchison, our head copywriter.
Hi.
So we finally get to meet. Welcome aboard.
Thanks. Wild Streets is great. You are terrific as a public defender. Yeah, the writers make us all look good.
Well, there are a few more people I'd like you to meet before you get to the coast, Miss Sampson.
It was very nice to meet you both.
Yes.
Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
You know what?
What?
No. As far as I'm concerned, this whole thing is ready to go.
Good. She's about the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
What? Oh, absolutely.
You really are perfectly happy with your wife, the kids, the whole package, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I have the life I've always wanted, and I'm smart enough to know it.
Whoa.
Nighttime, and a yellow taxicab pulls up outside a restaurant. Oliver climbs out and pays the driver. Inside, he and Sarah are sitting at a table for two.
I talked to Dad today. He's coming over Saturday to help put up the Christmas lights. He didn't actually say so, but I think he still feels guilty about putting Mom in the nursing room. I don't think he had a choice now with her Alzheimer's escalating the way it did.
Well, she did the same thing with me in the same situation.
Don't even joke. I don't want to think of my life about it.
Well, maybe you should think about it.
Honestly, 18 years of marriage, 3 kids, 2 cars, timeshare, a ski lodge, and crushing mortgage, I don't think I can squeeze it in.
Is that all our relationship means to you?
I was trying to be funny.
Sarah's not laughing.
I guess not.
Have you ever been sorry we got married, Oliver? You know, me, the bohemian protester and the aspiring writer. And you were completely different. You were...
the conservative traditionalist. Yeah, I see what you mean. Maybe you should just take the last two decades, throw them out the window and go our separate ways, huh? This is where you're supposed to protest madly that you love me and the kids and our life too much to ever live without us. Sarah?
I want to go to graduate school.
Graduate school?
A master's program in writing.
That's wonderful. Sarah, that's fantastic. I hear the University of Chicago has an excellent program.
Well, I'm sure it does.
Honey, what's the matter?
Oh, Oliver. I've been accepted to the University of Michigan.
Michigan? Oh, that's impossible, honey. It's over 200 miles away. We can't just pick up and move to Ann Arbor in, what, 2 or 3 weeks' time?
Well, it never occurred to me that we would. I'm planning on going alone.
Oliver's taken aback. Later, they're arriving home together.
You have no idea what I need, much less who I am.
Sarah, I know what it's like.
You don't know what it's like, giving up everything you've ever dreamed of. How could you? You've got it all. A family, a career, a wife waiting for you at home like a faithful dog, which you also have. Well, what about me? Damn it. When do I get mine?
Sarah... is a master's degree worth throwing away your family?
Throwing away my family? I just want to go to school.
You want to live apart.
Oliver, I just want to go to school for 2 years. Ben will be in college in the fall himself. And Melissa, she already spends 6 nights out of 7 out of the house.
Well, Sam spends 7 nights out of 7 in the house. But then he's only 9.
You'll have to be here for him, won't you? Here's Agnes.
Is Agnes supposed to be there for me, too? She's going to be thrilled at that.
Stop it. Just stop it.
She opens a wardrobe door.
Sarah, if you are so set on going to Michigan, at least wait until the fall semester or even summer.
Oh, you think I'm going to change my mind?
No.
Yes.
No, apparently not. But it'll give us a chance to sell the house, find some place halfway between here and Ann Arbor. We'll be commuting, but at least we'll be together.
You don't get it, Oliver, do you? I want some time. Alone. By myself. For me. No, I'll be leaving right after the holidays. That should give me time to find an apartment before classes start in January. I don't want to discuss this with the children until after Christmas.
How considerate of you.
Don't. Don't make this any more difficult for me than it already is.
Oh, God knows I wouldn't want to do that, Sarah. Please, Sarah, don't do this.
I'm sorry, Oliver. I have to.
With nothing more to say, Sarah takes her nightgown into the bathroom and closes the door behind her. An old man is tying a garland to a banister.
So, all right with you and Sarah. I'd like to send your mother out tonight for the Christmas holidays.
What does the doctor say?
Well, it's about like it was before, only a little worse. Sometimes she can't even remember who I am. Then other times, it's just like she was before. Eyes bright. A big smile comes over her face.
You sign her out, Dad. We'll all be here to look out for her. Besides, it's going to mean so much to the kids to have their grandpa and grandma here at Christmas. With their whole family, for that matter. Come on, pal. Why don't you take Andy outside? Come on. Let's take him out.
Okay.
There you go. Here's your coat.
George looks concerned.
The problem, son?
No, it's nothing.
All right. That's it.
That's all. Am I done now? What's the rush? You have a hot date? Come on, Dad.
Leave the boy alone, Oliver.
You're done.
All right, well, can I borrow the car?
Oliver hands Ben the car keys.
Thanks, Dad. Grandpa.
A lot like you were, you know, at his age.
I think so. I always thought he was more like Sarah.
No. Exactly like you were at his age.
Later, the whole family is gathered for a festive celebration.
The hot one, sir. Good for you.
Boy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oliver's watching Ben, offering everyone a tray of appetizers.
Tomorrow is another day. Stop
virgin eggnog. No.
The sight of his family enjoying each other's company moves him. Later, Oliver's waiting for Sarah when she comes to bed. He leans over and gently touches her arm.
Don't leave me, Sarah.
Oliver, we've been over this a dozen times. I'm not leaving you.
Then why do I feel like you're already gone?
After she places a hand on his, Oliver begins kissing her neck.
You're trying to manipulate me.
I love you.
Then be happy for me. Let me go and do this thing I want so badly.
I do, and I lose you.
I said I'm coming back.
You said a lot of things.
I never lied to you.
You never told me you were miserable.
I wasn't.
Past tense.
Oh. You're twisting my words.
What are you doing? Where are you going?
I can't take it anymore. It's been the same thing night after night after night. I'm sleeping in the guest
room. No, you're not.
Get out of my way, Oliver.
When Oliver snatches a pillow from her grasp, she strikes out at him, but he grabs her wrist and pulls her towards him. Then moving in, he kisses her hard on the lips. She pulls away. Then throws an arm around his neck and hungrily seeks out his lips before allowing herself to be lowered onto the bed. Overwhelmed by passion, she pulls at Oliver's t-shirt while he caresses her neck with his mouth. Now it's daytime, and the front lawn is covered by a blanket of thick snow.
Well, I'm not going to be Santa Claus.
No, you take the time off.
Somebody else. You're going to be Santa
Claus? Yes.
Oh,
is that for you,
sir? Well, I guess so.
Thank you, buddy.
The family's exchanging presents.
What is it? Never shake.
Well, have a look.
What in the world is this? For you?
It's heavy.
Oh,
it is. All right, wait. Pull from the bottom.
Okay.
Sarah pulls a large satchel from a bag.
What is it?
A book bag. It's a little joke from your father.
There's more.
I don't get it.
She takes a small box from out of the book bag. Inside is a smaller box.
Oh, boy.
She opens it to find a diamond and sapphire ring.
It's beautiful.
You never did have a proper engagement ring.
Oh.
Agnes walks in.
Anybody in here hungry?
Yeah,
it's
all good. We can do this later.
Go for that.
Yeah.
Myself, but it's about time.
Sarah looks concerned.
Come on, honey. What is it?
Mister.
Mama? Oliver takes his mother's hand.
Is everybody going?
In the dining room for something to eat.
Who are you? And what are you doing in my mother's bedroom?
Phyllis? Honey, me, George. This is your son, Oliver.
Of course it is. Well, are we going to move into the dining room before everything gets cold or not? Come on.
Get some food here.
Yeah?
What? Oh, it's beautiful.
Your mother has something she'd like to say to you.
I'm not exactly sure where to start it. There's something that I've wanted for a long time, kid. something I've put off for years. But the time has come for me to go for it. And while I know it's going to be the cause of a lot of changes around here, I hope you'll all support me in this.
Mom, what are you, pregnant? I mean,
I'm going back to school.
Oh, come on. Moms don't go to school. Not that I'll have to.
That's just it, Sam. I do. I've been accepted in a master's program at Michigan. And before any of you say what I know you must be thinking, it's not forever. The program I've been accepted into is for 2 years, and during that time I'll be home on weekends, for holidays. I'll be here all summer.
Are you leaving us?
I'm not leaving, Melissa. I'm just going away to school.
Why? I don't understand. Did you and Daddy have a fight or something? I mean,
no,
I don't understand.
Darling, no. In fact, this has nothing to do with your father. It has nothing to do with any of you. I love you guys.
Then don't go.
I have to go, Ben. I need to go.
You really leaving, Mommy? Why?
No, Sam. I'm not leaving, honey. I just won't be here during the week.
I don't want you to go, Mommy. Please don't go.
I have to go. Sam, stop.
If you have to go and you still love us like you say you do, then why don't you take us with you?
Oh, take you away from your friends and your schools to live in some crowded apartment while I do term papers and go to class? What kind of a life would that be for you guys? Think of... Melissa!
All right, Mom. I understand you want to go to school. All right? But why now? I mean, why don't wait till Sam's at least in high school?
I've waited too long already, Ben. I just can't wait anymore.
Ben looks to his father.
What do you think about all this?
This is your mother's decision, Ben. She believes that what she's doing is for the best.
Later, Sarah's packing a suitcase when Oliver walks into the bedroom.
What are you doing?
Packing. I'm leaving tomorrow.
I
know what I said, but I'm not going to be able to take another week of this.
I never should have agreed to this.
You didn't.
That's right, I didn't. You marched in and told me your decision said it was final, and I had nothing to say about it.
Because you don't.
The hell I don't! Did you see the look on their faces when you told them tonight? Sarah, did you hear them? You broke their heart. And I stood by and let you do that to my children.
I thought they were our children.
No. No, not after what you did to them tonight. They're not.
Oliver, I know they're going to hurt for a while. But they're strong kids, all of them. And they'll all be just fine. All of them.
Sitting in the darkened room, Oliver's staring at five smiling faces in a framed family photograph, while outside, Sarah's saying goodbye to her children. Oliver's watching from the doorstep.
Sam, come on. Give me a hug. Bye-bye.
Sarah glances at him, then climbs into the car. Fighting back the tears, Sarah pulls out of the driveway, while Ben holds on to Sam as he tries to run after her.
What is it I'd said to Daphne just 2 weeks ago? That I had the perfect life? Something like that, anyway. It's funny, I thought I did. Great kids, marriage to the only woman I ever really loved. I was living my dream. And I thought it would last forever. I guess forever just isn't as long as it used to be.
Now it's nighttime, and Oliver's car is...
I just gotten back from seeing your mother, Oliver. So when Sam's school called and said he had a little upset stomach, I picked him up, brought him here, put him in your old room. He's asleep now.
Is he all right?
He is now.
Oh, Oliver, you remember Margaret Porter from next door?
Well, of course I do. It's good to see you again.
I asked Maggie to come over and lend a hand with Sam.
He's just fine. I have to go now. I'll let myself out.
Thanks, Maggie.
Thank you. Bye.
George gives Oliver a comforting pat on the arm.
So, when and why did Sarah leave?
What did Sam tell you?
Nothing. I just sort of put a few pieces together myself. Why didn't you tell me, son?
I don't know, Dad. I guess I just figured that the fewer people who knew about it, the less real it would be. But she's only going away for 2 years. She'll be coming home weekends and holidays.
Oh, so she's been back?
Oh, no, not yet. But she's coming home next weekend.
Son, if you need anything, you call. I've got a lot of time on my hands now with your mother back in the home.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, pal. Hi. Thanks, Dad.
At an apartment building.
Everything's just so screwed up since Mom's been gone.
Ben's looking out of a bedroom window when a young woman kisses him on the lips.
My mom's working late at the diner tonight.
She smiles at him seductively, then moves over to the bed. When he follows her over and kisses her softly on the shoulder, she lowers herself onto her back and looks up at him.
It's all right, Ben. I'm gonna make everything all right.
She runs her fingers through his hair and he kisses her neck.
Sam, at least finish your own Sunday dinner before you feed Andy his.
But Dad, he's hungry.
Well, at least somebody's enjoying my meatloaf. Sam, eat. Ben, you were out pretty late last night. You seeing somebody special?
Maybe.
Come bring her around. I'd like to meet her. I'll get it.
Ben, am I done now?
Yeah, you're done.
Melissa gets up to clear the table.
Hello? Bring around sometime, Ben. I'd like to meet her.
Give it a rest, will you?
I know why you're going out with her, and so does everyone else.
So call the police. Besides, you don't think I know you're going out with Rod Hart, a senior, for God's sake?
Like you suddenly care.
No. No, I'm sorry, Sarah. I don't understand. Well, first you say that we all need some breathing space, which I sure as hell don't need, and then you say you can't come home till you find an apartment, and now that you're settled, you... No, damn it, I don't understand. None of us understands why you won't come home. Yes. Yeah, fine. All right. Yes, I'll tell them. Goodbye.
Ben and Melissa have been listening. At the nursing home, Sam and Phyllis are playing drafts.
Got a second year.
Oh, no.
George and Oliver stand up to get a drink.
I want you to see for yourself how good your mother looks today. Because of a decision I made, bringing her home permanently.
Dad, are you sure? She's not always as together as she is right now.
I miss her so much, son. I wouldn't do just about anything to have her home with me again.
Boy, can I understand that.
Thanks. Oliver's watching from a window as Ben and Melissa are dropped off at home. It's dark inside the house, so they don't notice Oliver waiting for them and are about to head up the stairs.
Since it's a Tuesday night, might I ask the two of you where you've been?
I had play rehearsal, remember?
Yeah, and I had basketball practice.
Until 10 past midnight?
Oh, I mean, we went out for a burger, you know, big deal.
Big deal. I don't know what's going on with you. But ever since your mother left, you seem to be under the mistaken impression that all bets are off. Well, I've got news for you, pal. The same rules still apply. After school and activities, you come home and stay home.
And more important, when I get home from work, you be here. Do I make myself clear?
Honey, Claire, you'd be invisible.
Oliver grabs him.
Are you trying to be clever?
Are all these rules supposed to make me believe you care? When you're never home before nine, and when you finally do get home, you're too tired to even talk to us. So what am I supposed to do? Come home and sit around and waste my time?
You live here!
Yeah, well, that can change.
You think it's so easy to get along on your own? Fine. Try it! Now, I have warned you. For 2 months, I've warned you. Now your get-out-of-jail cards are used up. You're grounded.
Can I go now?
To your room.
Fine.
Melissa looks at her father with disdain before turning to follow Ben upstairs. In the city, day turns to night, and Oliver is working late with Daphne.
I guess it's normal for the kids to be acting out their feelings like this. At least that's what the school psychologist says.
Give them some time, Oliver. They're good kids. They'll adjust.
I know. I just wonder when. And if I'm going to survive until they do. You know, you can just throw up your arms and holler uncle anytime here.
You need to talk, and I'm a good listener. Here, drink this.
She hands him a mug. At a hospital...
What happened, Dad?
I was working on the car. She came out and said she wanted to go shopping. Well, I said, sure, we can do that. Hell, I thought it was a good sign of wanting to go out. Never thought she'd go off on her own. Trying to walk downtown like she used to do years ago. Bus driver said he never even saw her. She never even screamed.
George. May I see you, please?
Following a doctor, George and Oliver catch sight of an assortment of tubes and breathing apparatus. Stepping into a room, they find Phyllis lying unconscious, with a bruised face and a bandaged head.
Well, I'm sorry, George. As you can see for yourself, there's on these tracings here, there's no indication of any brain activity at all.
George walks around the bed.
My mother is dead.
Her body is being kept alive by what we call extraordinary means. But the woman you both knew and loved is no longer with us. I wish I could offer you some hope, but I can't.
You're asking me to tell you to shut down all these machines that are keeping her alive?
That's what you want, yes.
Phyllis and I've been married almost 46 years now. She waited for me all during the war. Believe me when I said I was coming back home to her. Up until she got sick, except for the time she spent in the hospital when Oliver was born, we never spent one night apart.
He takes a seat beside his wife.
Looks like she's sleeping.
Leaning over, he places a hand on hers.
I can't make that kind of decision yet. I need some time.
Understanding, the doctor nods, then leaves Oliver alone with his parents. At the house, Melissa's ready for bed when Ben arrives home.
Hey, Melissa.
Hi.
Oh, did Dad know I was gone?
No, I don't think so.
Anything new on Grandma?
No.
Poor Grandpa, huh?
Mm-hmm. And poor you when Daddy sees this.
What is it?
It's from the vice principal and addressed to Daddy. Could it be about your lousy grades or your cutting class?
Ben rips open the envelope, then tears up the letter inside.
So?
Oliver's downstairs.
Ben?
Ben hides the letter behind his back.
late. Where have you been?
I was just out. Sorry, Dad. Is Graham gonna be okay?
Without a miracle? No. She's dying. If you'd have been home, perhaps you could have come to the hospital. Offered a little family support.
What? So now it's my fault? Since when are we a family, anyway?
Since the day you were born. Until the day I die.
When I called Sarah to tell her about my mother, she said she thought it was time she saw the children. Finally. Maybe it was guilt. So the following weekend, we all got up, packed, and were on the road by 7 a.m. so we'd be in Ann Arbor by noon. Kids were so excited. So was I.
Hi.
Hi, yourself.
Boy, I'm surprised you wanted to make the long drive. Watch out, kids.
Well, I thought at least we'd have a car for the weekend, you know, see the sights, whatever.
Yeah, great. Listen, it's on the second floor to the left, number 14. Why don't you go up and make yourselves comfortable? And I'll be up in a minute, all right? Come on.
Do you want to take a walk around the campus?
Sure.
Okay. There are plenty of nice places where you can stay that are close by. Oliver, when we talked on the phone, I said I wanted to see the children. I never thought that...
Wait, you never thought that I would come with them? Yeah. I mean, why should I? I'm just the husband.
Oh, Oliver.
No, don't... Oh, Oliver, me, Sarah. Before you left, I asked you point blank if you were leaving me. And you said no. You were just going to school. You remember?
Of course I do. Things change.
No. They don't change, Sarah. Not for me. I still love you. I've loved you for 20 years. Though I probably have a good reason not to. I can't seem to stop. Now, please, just come home.
I can't.
Then let me be with you tonight.
Oliver.
Why? Why not? Is there someone else? Tell me.
I think that we should be able to see other people.
See other people? You want to go to bed with another man?
Oliver,
That's what it means. I wasn't enough. You want to shop around? You want to do some comparative shopping before you decide whether or not you're coming back?
And what if I do?
You're my wife. And a mother.
And I'm a woman.
And not a whore. No, Sarah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah, you meant it.
Honey, what's happening?
I don't know.
I love you.
I love you too, Oliver. I'm just not sure I'm still in love with you. And I need this time alone to find out.
She buries her face in his chest. Then, when he kisses the top of her head, she places something into his hand and walks away. Oliver closes his eyes briefly before opening his hand. He's holding the ring he gave to Sarah for Christmas.
Back home, I tried to keep things going and what might have at one time pass for normal, at least for a few weeks.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, kids, your mother has a week off at spring break. She'd like you to spend it with her up in Ann Arbor.
That sounds great. There are so many neat guys on that campus.
Count me out, Dad.
Will you stay with us this time, Daddy?
No, son, this time I won't be going at all.
Why not? Did you and Mom have another fight?
No.
Bet you did, and now you're going to punish her by not going with us.
Punish her? Damn it, Melissa, it's your mother who won't see me. I know the three of you blamed me when your mother left. I know you still do. Did it ever occur to any one of you, even for a minute, that I might not be the bad guy here?
Then why'd she leave?
Honestly? I don't know. I just know that since she left, I have been living in a halfway world that's about to drive me over the edge. My marriage is falling apart. My mother is in the hospital, and here I am, trying to be more than a father, yet knowing that I can't be both parents to all three of you. But I keep trying and trying and trying. You kids are the most important thing in the world to me. Don't you know how much I love you?
He leaves them to reflect.
Hey! Are you up for the hottest, latest corporate rumor?
Hotter than Miss Sampson in our new commercial?
The buzz is Hinckley's gonna ask you to head up the L.A. office.
With a raise and a new impressive title thrown in for good measure.
You've been holding out on me.
I just heard it myself. Hinckley told me this morning. Barry's not retiring until September. I have plenty of time to decide.
You're not sure that you want this?
Daphne, there's a lot of uncertainty in my life right now. Yeah, Lori. Ben's principal? Well, sure, put him through. Who is Bobby Carver?
A girl. Girl I'm seeing.
She's a dropout. She comes from a broken home.
Well, if you know so much, then why questions?
Because your principal said your troubles began when you started seeing her.
Oliver waits for an explanation.
I care about her, Dad. She cares about me. She listens to me. I mean, ever since, you know, she's been there for me.
Maybe so. But it's over now. If you don't get your grades back up, you know what'll happen. Your school will notify Princeton. They'll cancel your acceptance.
First of all, I'll see Bobby whenever I want, okay? Second of all, I don't give a damn about Princeton. Or high school either, for that matter. I quit today. And I got a full-time job. I need the money.
For what?
For an apartment. Bobby and I are going to live together.
Oh, for God's sake. Man, why?
Because she's pregnant. And I'm the father.
Okay, Ben. You don't have to do this. I can pay for an abortion.
No.
All right, then. Let her go to a home and have the child and put it up for adoption. But don't do this. Not now. Not when it can ruin your life.
I know what I'm doing, okay?
Do you?
Oh, I can't.
Ben, wait! Being a father is not something that just happens one night and it...
Don't give me that, all right?
You have no idea what you're getting into.
Fine. Maybe not. Maybe I don't, okay? But I do know one thing. I'm in this and I'm gonna make it work.
Son, I know you want to make it work. But sometimes, no matter how hard you try...
Your wife up and walks out on you, right? It won't happen.
You're too young.
I won't let it. Not like you.
What?
You think I'm blind? You think I don't know it was you forced Mom to get married in the first place? To be a wife to a man she never even loved?
Oliver lashes out and hits him with the back of his hand, but Ben stands firm. Shaken, Oliver goes to answer the phone.
Yes.
Oh, hi, Dad. Yes, I can be there. Fine. Goodbye.
At the hospital.
For the past month, I've come here each and every day, hoping for a miracle. Really believing one might happen. But I guess I know now, a miracle just isn't going to come. And, it's time I let your mother go.
It's what she would have wanted, Dad.
Oliver kisses George on the cheek.
She loved you very much.
The doctor tentatively steps into the room, then, after a reluctant nod from George, walks over to a machine beside Phyllis's bed and opens a panel on the front. Oliver leans over and kisses his mother tenderly on the cheek.
Goodbye, Mama.
The doctor closes the panel on the life support machine, then nods to Oliver and George and leaves the room. Oliver soon follows him out. Oliver takes a deep breath as he steps into the hospital hallway. His father gives his mother a farewell kiss on the forehead, his hand resting on hers. Oliver turns and closes the curtain across the doorway to his mother's room. He hesitates for a moment, then leaves his parents alone.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Reverend closes his Bible, then moves over to shake hands with George and Oliver. Melissa and Ben each give their grandfather a comforting hug. Sarah, Sam and George console each other while Oliver has a moment alone with his thoughts. Then, sending Sam to the car, Sarah runs to catch up with her husband.
Oliver. I know this isn't the right time or place, but it'll probably be the last chance
Sarah,
we'll have to
don't.
Talk face-to-face. Oliver, I want a divorce.
Oliver bows his head.
There's someone else.
How did you know?
I sensed it. I may be stupid, but I'm not a fool. Except maybe when it comes to you. I still love you.
Oh, please don't say that.
I can't help it. It's just true. But then I think maybe it's not you that I love, but the woman I thought you were. I don't know. I just don't know anymore. Please don't do that.
She moves her hand away from his cheek, then follows the others to the car. Oliver takes a deep breath, then looks back at his mother's resting place. George is still standing at the graveside.
I kept thinking of the look on my father's face when he held my mother's hand that last time. A look that said everything about the love that they'd shared for so many years. It was the kind of love I wanted in my life. The kind of love I thought I'd found with Sarah. The kind of love I lost. Now all that was left was taking my father home to live alone, to face his grief till the end of his days without the one woman he cherished. And at that moment, for the very first time, I finally knew exactly how he felt.
Oliver steps out of the house carrying a tray of burgers.
Mom's death and my pending divorce somehow brought us all closer together. Just before Sam and Melissa left to spend the rest of the summer with their mother, I threw them a 4th of July barbecue. Dad brought his neighbor, Maggie Porter. Ben came with a very pregnant Bobby. They were living over at dry cleaners, and I missed him. Melissa was my little girl again, only not so little. And Sam wasn't getting sick at school anymore or slipping into my bed at night for company. So I was sleeping alone again. And not too crazy about it.
Charlotte Sampson is a client?
Uh-huh.
I think she's great, and she's got the greatest hair ever. I've got to tell Cindy, this is too much. She won't believe it.
Do you like her?
I love her.
Have you talked to the children about the L.A. job yet?
Daphne, they're going to hate the idea. And I can't take this job if the kids aren't with me.
Is that an explanation, Oliver, or an excuse?
Los Angeles? Really? That is so bad.
I told you.
Bad is good.
Bad is great. I can't wait to tell the girls. Can Andy come too, Dad?
Well, Andy is family, so of course he can come.
That's great.
It's awful quiet over in that section.
I think you should go for it, Dan.
Well, the company has found several houses for me to choose from, and one of them has a guest house.
You mean we actually get to live in Hollywood?
Thanks, but no thanks, Dad. I mean, my life, our life is kind of here now. And we got the apartment and my jobs and...
Listen, don't lock yourself into a decision right now. A lot can happen in 2 months.
All right.
And the company is giving me a furnished house, so we're putting everything in storage. I thought you might want to stop by and see if there's anything you needed.
Yeah, there might be some books, some CDs. The apartment doesn't usually look like this. Bobby's in her last month. And...
Ben, why don't you just come to L.A. with us?
We've been through this. I can't, all right? I mean, I belong here.
You deserve more than this.
Yeah, maybe. Someday. I don't want to argue with you.
I know. Here, how much did I have there?
Sad.
It's for the baby.
Dad, look, I can get everything we need, all right? Really, I can.
I'm just being stubborn.
Oliver steps back to look at his son.
What do you think, huh?
I'm gonna miss you. A lot.
They embrace each other warmly. George is sitting beside a rose bush in Oliver's garden, smiling to himself as he reflects.
Why, it's strange, Dad, seeing all this stuff boxed up and getting ready to move. I remember the day we moved in here like it was yesterday. Mom came over and planted all these roses. And Sarah would half kill them, and Mom would have to come back and nurse them back to health. I'm gonna miss all this stuff.
You can carry the memory in your heart forever.
What's bothering you, Dad? You've had something on your mind for a week. Is it the move? Don't you think I'm doing the right thing?
No, it's not the move.
Okay.
Oliver.
George gets to his feet.
Maggie and I are getting married.
Inside.
I love your mother very much, Oliver. More than I'll ever love anyone else. But I don't like being alone. Just not made for it.
Few of us are, Dad.
Maggie's a good woman. I just need to know that it's okay with you.
Honest?
What?
It's not okay with me. It's too soon.
Oliver, I really lost your mother many years ago. When she first began to show signs of realness. It doesn't mean I didn't love her, or that I won't go on loving her till the day I die. But I want to spend the rest of my days with Maggie, and I want to know that you'll at least try to understand.
George goes to answer the phone.
Hello? It's Ben. We're at the hospital.
We're going to call him Alexander Wendell Carver. He's beautiful, isn't he?
He's perfect.
Alexander Carver?
Yeah, well, Bobby and I never got married, remember? It's not that I didn't want to, but she said we were too young.
Well, time to go to bed.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Listen, Ben. Bobby's going to be in the hospital for a couple of days. Why don't you come back and stay at the house? Everything's in boxes, but at least we got some furniture, and it'll give Melissa and Agnes a chance to fuss over you one last time, huh?
I'd like that, I would.
Come on, we'll get Agnes to make some stew, huh, Dad? It was good having Ben around those last few days, even though I couldn't change his mind about coming to California. Dad and Maggie were married the Saturday before we left and went on a honeymoon in the Caribbean.
As hard as it was for me, I was glad we were all there with him at the wedding. Ben was still determined to make his new life work somehow, and I had to admire him for that. But at the same time, I kept wanting to provide him with a safety net.
Come on, Andy.
Can you ever stop being a father to a man who's now a father himself?
Sam and Melissa climb into the back of a stretched limousine.
Answer? No. It's 2,000 miles, but it's only a phone call, all right?
I know.
Ben reaches out a hand, but when Oliver doesn't accept it, they embrace each other instead.
Bye.
See you.
Come on, scoot over.
Bye, Ben.
Sam, grab Andy.
Bye, guys.
Oliver waves from the back of the limo as Ben watches them pull out of the driveway with tears welling in his eyes.
Bye.
Moving to Los Angeles was a great adventure for the kids, and in no time at all, the City of Angels charmed me too. The agency found us an outrageously expensive home and thankfully rented it as part of my deal. Thankfully, because it cost five times what the same home would in Oak Park.
We live here?
We live here.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Juanita. These are my children. This is Sam, this is Melissa. And I think they want to see the pool.
By the pool.
In no time at all, the kids were thriving. Sam happy in his new school and Melissa with a whole new group of friends. But without Ben, there was a big hole in my life. A hole I wasn't sure I'd ever be able to fill.
He's looking at a photograph of Ben.
And while I never thought it would have been possible, we were all pretty well settled in by Thanksgiving. Though a turkey dinner in 80-degree heat was going to take a little getting used to.
Okay, Dad, you give my best to Margaret. All right, and happy Thanksgiving to you. Bye-bye.
Did Grandpa know what's wrong with Ben's phone?
He thinks perhaps it was disconnected. I wish there was a way I could pay that bill for
him. Daddy.
Okay, honey, I'll stay out of it. By the way, I got your airplane tickets for Ann Arbor, so you can spend Christmas with your mother. You leave on the 20th, you come back on the 2nd.
Dad, I was thinking that maybe you'd come back with us. Mom's, well, she broke up with her boyfriend and she's feeling kind of down.
I don't think so, honey.
Why not? You're going to be all alone.
I'll be alone, but I won't be lonely. I have a lot of work to do. But there is something you could do.
What?
Stop by and see your brother. I have a feeling he could use a little family right about now.
I want to go out for Thanksgiving dinner.
Bobby, give me a break, will you? I've been bussing tables till 20 minutes ago, and I gotta be at the gas station in an hour.
At least you get out. You know, I've been stuck here all day with the baby, with him screaming and crying.
Changing and feeding cuts down on that. Why don't you go to your mother's?
I can't. She moved.
She moved?
Yes. Yesterday. Into California. Just like your dad, you know. I mean, we should have gone with him.
Bobby,
so we could live in his house.
When you got pregnant, I said I'd take care of you, okay? Me, not my father. Me.
Ben picks up the baby.
Come on. Yeah. Here we go, buddy. Okay. Here we go. Here we go.
You know, Ben, you used to be pretty cool, but now you're just a big drag.
Bobby grabs her coat and walks out.
With Sam and Melissa gone, I threw myself into my work to fill the emptiness. Then one afternoon, I stopped in at the location where we were shooting our new commercial for Wild Perfume.
Charlotte's wearing a long red dress.
Okay, thanks.
Hi.
Well, hi.
This looks pretty spectacular. Here, let me help you.
Thank you.
It's going to be a wonderful commercial, Miss Sampson.
Well, thank you, and it's Charlotte, Mr. Watson. We met in Chicago about a year ago.
I know, I just wasn't sure you'd remember.
Well, some things are worth remembering.
I moved out from Chicago. It's very different out here. But I like it. I like it a lot.
Wait a while. Things get pretty crazy around here. Have a seat.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I've been out here 10 years, and I still feel like Alice in Wonderland. What brought you out here, by the way?
The agency.
What have you been doing in L.A. since you've been here?
Working and settling in. I haven't seen much but the house and the office.
That doesn't sound like much fun. Have you been to dinner anywhere?
Yes, as a matter of fact. I took my kids to the Hard Rock Cafe. Made me feel about 100 years old. They loved it, and I lost my hearing.
How old are your kids?
I have an 18-year-old boy, a 16-year-old girl, and a 10-year-old boy. The 18-year-old's back east.
With your wife?
No. My wife and I are separated.
Charlotte, we're ready.
From one displaced Midwesterner to another, would you be interested in sharing some quiet food with me tonight?
Quiet food?
Yes, in a place that doesn't make you feel 100 years old.
I'd love it. Thank you very much.
Great. Will you be around when I'm done?
I don't think dynamite could get me out of here right now.
I'll hold you to that.
Charlotte returns to the shoot. Later, she and Oliver are sitting in front of a roaring log fire in a restaurant.
Sounds like it was rough.
It was. But we're all okay now. What about you? Did you just fall into acting or what?
Well, modeling put me through college, and then modeling turned into soap acting, and soap work turned into my role on Wild Street. If that's acting, well, then yes, I guess I sort of fell into it. But I still really want to make it to Broadway.
You sound disappointed. You know, there are girls out there, my daughter included, who would sell their souls for what you've got.
Well, it's sad, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But no, I'm not disappointed. I'm just realistic. I mean, I'd like to think that no matter which way my life turns out, that I won't lose touch with the things that are really important in life.
Such as?
Marriage, children, family. And I especially love the idea of going to bed with my husband and then having our baby crawl in between us and all of us sleeping until way past noon.
Well, that is a fantasy. You realize that. Take it from somebody who knows. Babies never sleep till way past noon.
I haven't really called tomorrow.
I'd like to see you again.
Well, are you doing anything for Christmas?
I have no plans.
Well, good. You have now.
Melissa at Ben's apartment.
So, Ben, is Bobby always gone when you're here?
Boy, this is great, Liz. I didn't know you could cook.
I can't. You must be hungry. You know, Ben, you really look awful.
Gee, thanks. You look great, too.
Is Bobby ever coming home?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Listen, Ben, I'm leaving tonight so I can be with Mom on Christmas. But Sam and I are going back to L.A. on the 2nd. Dad would really love it if you came home with us.
This is my home.
Get a life, Ben. This is no one's home. When was the last time Bobby cleaned up or was even here?
Look, I can't leave, Lissa. Not without Alex. And if I try to take him with me, then Bobby could have me charged for kidnapping. And we're never married.
Thank God.
Ben gets up to check on Alex. Meanwhile, Oliver's enjoying a candlelit dinner at Charlotte's house.
That was an incredible meal, which pales only when compared to my incredible host.
You keep this up and you just might turn my head.
With any luck, I will.
Shall we have coffee in the den?
Great.
Later, they're sitting beside a Christmas tree in front of a log fire.
Now, where did that come from?
Santa Claus, I'll bet.
Oliver picks up a small red bag from beneath the Christmas tree.
I have it on very good authority that this is for you, so you can open it.
Oh, Oliver.
Inside a box is a silver bracelet.
It's beautiful.
Merry Christmas, Charlotte Sampson.
Thank you. Now I'm embarrassed. I haven't gotten anything for you.
Oh, no. This is my present this evening, being with you. Thank you very much.
An innocent touch of the lips is quickly followed by a lingering kiss, but Oliver seems anxious.
I should call my kids back east. I really have to go.
Oh, please don't. I really don't want to wake up alone on Christmas morning. I have a lovely guest room upstairs. It has its own phone.
You know, it's the best offer I've had all year. I accept. Let me help you on with that. Tiny screwdriver, see? So all you have to do is take that thing off.
Here. Right here.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Did you sleep well?
Like a log. This is some hotel you run.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Fresh squeezed, right?
It's from a carton. I'm domestic, not obsessed.
She holds up a small gift box.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
You didn't have... As a matter of fact, how did you?
Santa. Come on, open it.
He uncovers an antique pocket watch.
It was my grandfather's. Do you like it?
I love it, but I can't accept a gift like this.
I want you to have it. You're a very special man, Oliver. And for me, this has been a very special Christmas. This was the first year I couldn't go home. And yet, of all the people that I know, you're the only one that I wanted to spend this day with. So this is for you. Keep it close. And remember this Christmas.
Touching her cheek, Oliver pulls her closer, then kisses her passionately on the lips.
We've only known each other for 4 days, and I feel...
I feel the same way.
Later, Oliver and Charlotte are in bed, sitting face to face with their arms wrapped around each other. Their kisses are tender and loving. Running her fingers through his hair, Charlotte tilts her head back for Oliver to gently caress her throat and neck with his lips. Staring into each other's eyes, they slowly lower themselves onto the bed, all the time keeping their bodies pressed firmly together. Wearing the bracelet she was gifted with hours earlier, Charlotte lies back and closes her eyes as Oliver affectionately runs his lips down her neck towards her shoulder, then back to her mouth for a lingering kiss.
Hi, this is Ben Watson. I need to reach my father, but no one answered at his house.
Yes, he called in a few hours ago and left a forwarding number. Hold on and I'll connect you.
Okay.
Charlotte and Oliver are lying in each other's arms.
What time do you think it is?
Well, let's see, we've missed breakfast and lunch.
I didn't miss them.
Charlotte reaches over to pick up the phone.
Just a minute. It's your son, Ben.
Ben?
Dad, she's gone, Dad. Bobby's gone.
Ben, just calm down. Calm down, son. What happened?
She's gone, Dad. She took the kid and she split. And I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do.
Ben, listen to me. I want you to go to O'Hare, okay? And call me from there and I'll make all your travel arrangements, son.
I don't get it, Dad. I mean, she took Alex.
Ben, listen to me. I will take care of everything. You just have to come home, okay? Just come home.
I tried to make it work, Dan. Really. I did.
Ben, I know, son.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, too.
Yeah.
I was able to track down Bobby at her mother's place in Bakersfield. All it took was an offer of $1,000, $500 each to Bobby and her mother, for them to allow Ben visitation rights to his son. Cheap at twice the price. When Ben got here, he slept for 3 days, went to visit Alex, enrolled in a GED program to get his high school diploma, and started applying to local universities. Then, about a week or so after Sam and Melissa got home from Ann Arbor, I decided it was time for them to meet Charlotte.
Well, everything looks pretty good.
Wild orchids? The mystery woman must be special. Who is she?
What, now we're too old for surprises?
Huh? Daddy!
Mm-hmm. You get Sam and I'll get the door.
Sam!
Oliver answers the door to a beaming Charlotte.
Hi.
Hi. Are you ready to meet the rest of this crew?
I've been ready all week.
Come on in.
She smiles nervously as Oliver takes her by the hand and escorts her into the dining room.
Oh, Sam. Melissa, I want you to meet...
Oh, my God. You're Charlotte Sampson.
Charlotte Sampson.
And here I was worried that Dad would be lonely over Christmas.
Oh, you got it working.
Traffic was cut. Hi, Miss Sampson.
Well, hi, and I know exactly what you mean. I was almost late myself.
Have you had anything to eat?
Not yet, but don't worry about it. I'll fix something later.
How is your little boy, Ben?
Great. Only Bobby still won't let me have him for the weekend. She's scared I'll keep him and she'll be out the money, so...
Maybe it was a mistake, my offering to pay him.
Well, it's the only way at the time.
Where were you all day?
Looking for a job. I want to start paying Bobby and her mother myself. Dad, it's not your responsibility.
Maybe not, but you are. And by extension, so is Alex. And since we're on the subject, have you decided what university you're going to attend when you get your diploma?
We weren't on the subject.
Close enough for me.
Dad,
put that down. I'll make you something to eat in the kitchen. In the meantime, I'm sure you have 100 questions to ask Charlotte.
Daddy?
Daddy?
Maybe you'd like to come down to the set one day next week and watch some filming?
Can I?
Yeah, you can.
And then Miss Sampson gets to see my ant farm.
Oh, Miss Sampson will enjoy your ant farm.
Well, it's sensational. Did you do this yourself?
Well, put the water in, put the ants in stuff.
Oh. You like kids, don't you?
Yours are special. You done good by them, Watson.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oliver seeing Charlotte to the car.
Charlotte, this is going to sound crazy, but we've only known each other for 3 weeks.
And four days.
But I think I love you.
He leans in and kisses her on the lips.
Oh, Oliver. Much to my surprise, I love you too.
She wraps her arms around him and kisses him firmly on the mouth.
Charlotte became a part of my life so completely I could barely remember a time without her. And with the kids, she was the best.
Melissa! Honey!
Ben passed his equivalency exam and registered at UCLA. Charlotte used her contacts to get him a job waiting tables at a very trendy spot. And when Melissa was cast as Maria in her school's production of West Side Story, Charlotte coached her right up until opening night. And Sam went shopping for clothes with Charlotte, and they came home with a guinea pig named Al, who turned out to be pregnant. Now there are 5. Dad called asking when Charlotte and I were going to get serious. I told him soon. Very soon.
Tell me, do all award ceremonies last that long?
They're usually longer.
Oh, you're kidding.
Charlotte offers Oliver a drink.
Are you going to tell me what's going on?
What?
Is something wrong, Oliver?
No. No. Charlotte, you are so beautiful. Charlotte. You know, you and I have... time, you know, just goes and...
He hands her an envelope.
Here.
It's your divorce papers.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. By the time something like this comes, it's been over so long, it's sort of like an afterthought. Like, I'm divorced, I thought I already was. Look, what I'm trying to say to you is, the first time I saw you, I never thought of myself as being married. But I want to think of myself as being married again, soon. This is not working like I wanted it to.
He takes a sip of his drink.
Charlotte, I love you. And I want you to marry me if you'll have me.
Oh, yes, Oliver. I'll have you. Because with you, I realize for the first time I am truly in love.
They kiss.
And Charlotte, for the last time, I've fallen in love.
Looking into her eyes, Oliver leans back on the sofa and takes Charlotte into his arms. They kiss softly. Outside, Ben approaches the house. Reluctantly, Oliver and Charlotte get up from the sofa.
It's Ben! Ben,
Is my dad here?
He's right here.
What's the matter? Look, I'm sorry, I didn't...
What happened?
I didn't mean to barge in on you.
Ben, it's all right, son. What's the matter?
Well, I went to visit Alex after class today, and Bobby wasn't there, and neither was he, Dad. He's gone. Bobby just took him, and she just disappeared. And I don't know what to do.
It's all right. Jessica, calm down. It's going to be all right.
Okay. We located Bobby in Hawaii. She won't sign a termination of rights. She wants a financial settlement first.
What? She wants to sell Alex? What if we don't pay her enough? What, she's just going to offer him up to the highest bidder? No. No way. No more. No more money.
Ben... I can certainly afford to give Bobby and her mother some money.
No, Dad, thanks. Now, I don't want to lose Alex, but I want to win because I'm the best one to be his parent, and for no other reason. What are my chances of getting Alex without a payoff?
You're both kids. 50-50.
Ben looks at his father.
All right, let's go for it.
A courthouse.
Benjamin, do you have the vaguest idea the kind of care a child of this age requires?
Your Honor, even when my client and Bobby Carver lived together, he was the principal caretaker of Alex.
Thank you, Counselor. But I'd like Benjamin to answer the question. Do you?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Until Bobby moved out, I took care of Alex more than she did. She was out a lot, and she really didn't know how to take care of a baby.
And a boy of your age does.
Well, I mean, I didn't at first, but I learned.
The judge leans across her desk.
What did you learn?
Well, usual stuff about keeping him clean and fed, and once I got that under control, I realize the most important thing is just making sure that, you know, he feels safe and warm and loved. There was a time in my life after my mom walked out on my dad and us kids that I never thought I could ever love anyone or anything ever again. But Alex taught me I was wrong. My dad used to say us kids were the most important thing in the world to him. But I never understood what he meant until I held Alex in my arms.
The judge sits back in her chair and considers.
But how long are you going to feel that way? You're in college. You might meet another girl, fall in love, want to get married. What if your new wife doesn't want this child?
Ben's taken aback.
What if the two of you decide to have children of your own?
Your Honor, I don't think that has anything to do with the case at hand, with any luck at all.
Mr. Bosworth, I was speaking to your client. Benjamin, you are 18 years old. Do you really think you are ready to make a commitment to a child, to a baby, for the rest of your life?
Yes. I mean, it's not a child, a baby, okay? It's my child, my baby. I mean, that's my son. And I don't understand why you or anyone else should have the right to... Benjamin!
Bosworth presses down on Ben's leg, while Oliver places a reassuring hand on his shoulder.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. But I'm Alexander's father. I was since the minute he was born, and I will be his father till the day I die. And I just want you to know that I want to be there for him all the time in between. That's it.
Back at home.
Oh, Ben? Come on in here a second.
Yeah, Jeremy, Ben just walked in.
Uh-huh. Well, I think he should hear the court decision directly from you.
It's Jeremy.
Mr. Bosworth?
Yeah.
Do you mean it? You really mean it? Okay. All right, thanks. Thanks a lot. Okay, thanks for everything. They gave me full custody of Alex.
Oh, can you believe it? This has been the longest 2 weeks of my life. Okay, we gotta pick him up today, all right? We gotta go to the baby place. We gotta go to the market.
Ben, one thing at a time. It's easy.
Thanks, Dad. You made it happen.
No, son. You made it happen. And I'm proud of you.
I love you too, Dad.
Guys, just want to thank you for your love and support, especially... Especially over these last 2 weeks while we waited for the judge's decision.
A decision well worth waiting for. To Alexander Wendell Watson. May you live a long and happy life with the best daddy in the world.
Second best. You're the best.
To both of you.
You're here.
Okay.
Hmm? Oliver, I'm
sorry. I'll take him, Dad. Okay.
I'm sorry, but I really have to go.
Ben, I'm going to run Charlotte home, okay?
I'm sorry, but I have an early call tomorrow. Congratulations again.
Okay, well, I'll see you soon.
I'll be right back.
Bye, Dad.
All right, see you, Dad.
Come on, let me go.
All right.
Come on, Alex.
Here you go, buddy.
Oliver follows Charlotte into her house.
Please tell Ben that I'm sorry, but I have new sides to learn for tomorrow and an early call.
Charlotte.
What?
This has nothing to do with Ben, does it?
No. I have been offered the lead in a Broadway play. Rehearsals start in 2 weeks. My agent thinks he can get me out of my show for a season.
You gonna take it?
Well, no, I wanted to talk to you first.
Why?
I didn't want you to read about it.
Then you are gonna take it.
Well, Oliver, it's the lead in a Broadway play.
What about us? Our wedding, our marriage.
Well, I can commute. I can fly out on Sunday, and we can have all day Monday together.
Please. Just time. Charlotte, when I first met Sarah, it was like the proverbial thunderbolt. I took one look at her and I was in love. And nothing was going to keep me from getting her. But Sarah didn't want to get married. She wanted a career, so I said I would let her, right? And I would support her through the hard times. So we got married. And Sarah got pregnant. And then there wasn't time for her to ride anymore. Sarah said that she wanted to live in Chicago. And I convinced her again that she could pursue her dreams just as well in the suburbs, so we moved to the suburbs. Little by little, I saw Sarah give up her dreams and become a part of mine. Or so I thought. People never give up their dreams, Charlotte. Not really. And eventually they come to blame and resent those who stopped them from doing what they wanted to.
I would never do that.
No, you wouldn't. Because I'm not going to give you that chance. Sarah waited for her chance, and then one day, when she couldn't take it anymore, she left. I blamed her, then I blamed me, then finally I realized that we just both bought into this game of make-believe and ended up hurting each other and our children. Old dogs can learn new tricks. I did it once, but not anymore. I can't. I'm sorry.
Oliver, we can work it out. I know we can. I love you.
Hesitating at the front door, he turns back.
I love you, Charlotte. Maybe with someone else this would work out, but not with me, not anymore.
And so what happens now?
We admit it's over. We hurt for a while, and we go on.
You make it sound so easy.
That's the point. It's not.
Oliver! Oliver!
Left alone, Charlotte begins to sob uncontrollably.
Dad and Maggie bought tickets to fly out and help us get ready for the wedding that wasn't to be. They came anyway. It was nice having Dad around again.
No, Dad. I was wrong.
That a fact?
Yes, that's a fact.
Did I miss something?
I was wrong about you and Maggie getting married.
Oh.
I see how happy you are. I see how happy she's made you. I realize your getting married was right.
When are you going to admit that you made a mistake about Charlotte, too?
I didn't.
You love her?
Yes, I do.
Well, then make it work.
I can't. Look, it's not that I can't accept the idea of Charlotte having a career. Of course I can. But what's finally happened is that I can accept the fact that I have wants and needs, too. And that it's okay for me to say, this is what I need, and I won't accept anything. I guess what I'm saying is I'd rather hurt now for a little while than for the rest of my life.
Why didn't you think about turning it around? Why didn't you think about being happy for a little while, even if it isn't the rest of your life? God knows, no guarantees in this life, son. Except for maybe the fact that I'll always be your dad and I'll always love you. No matter what dumb things you do.
Ben's been listening. Later, he's walking with Charlotte.
Oh, Ben. I'm miserable without your father, too. But he's the one who called it off. He's the one that said we couldn't work it out, remember? Maybe he just doesn't love me enough. I don't know. He reacted as if I had set out to hurt him. What ended up happening is that he hurt me, and he destroyed us.
It was a snap reaction. I mean, you hurt him in the same place my mother did when she left.
I told him that if I took the play, I would commute. I would come home every
week. My mother said the same thing. And once she got in her car and drove away, she never came home again.
I didn't realize that. Want to know something funny?
What?
I sort of fell into acting. Then I worked hard and I learned my craft and I'm good. But I never thought I was good enough for a lead on Broadway. So when the offer came, I was so flattered and I was so proud. And they hired a new director and I got a rewrite. A whole new script, really. And I realized that it wasn't for me. That doesn't mean that I don't want to do a play someday. But this isn't the one.
So you're not moving to New York?
No.
When did you decide this?
Last night.
Then tell him.
I can't, Ben. He's cut me out. If he'd only tried to call me.
Charlotte, he's just stubborn. All us Watson men are. Even Alex.
He holds out an envelope.
Here's an invitation to Alexander's christening. I'd like you to come. I really would.
Getting to his feet, Ben kisses Charlotte on the cheek, then walks away, embarrassed. Hesitating for a moment, he turns back, then leaves her alone to consider.
Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life?
I will, with God's help.
George passes Alex to the priest, who holds him over a font.
Alexander, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Giving the baby back to George, the priest uses the flame from a large white candle to light a similar, smaller one.
Receive the light of Christ as a sign that you have passed from darkness into light. Shine as his light in the world to the glory of God the Father. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Amen.
Congratulations. Congratulations, Benjamin.
Thank you, Father.
Congratulations.
While the others follow the priest into an anteroom, Oliver spots Charlotte sitting alone in one of the pews. He walks over to her.
It was a beautiful service. I'm very happy for all of you.
I didn't expect to see you here.
Ben invited me.
I didn't want you here. I missed you, Charlotte.
And I you.
I love you.
He steps towards her, and they kiss passionately on the lips, holding each other in a tight embrace. Outside, Melissa is taking photographs of the rest of the family when Oliver and Charlotte emerge, hand in hand.
There are those who believe we each are sent here with a mission. I don't know about that, but if we are, mine is to be a father. Of all the things I've done with my life, the one I love the most, the one of which I'm most proud, is being a dad.
Holding Alex, Oliver is surrounded by his loving family.